Well, I want to welcome Vice President Xi to the Oval Office and welcome him to the United States. This is obviously a great opportunity for us to build on the U.S.-China relationship, but also an opportunity to return the extraordinary hospitality that Vice President Xi showed Vice President Biden during his recent visit to China.
我想欢迎习近平副主席到国家办公厅，欢迎到美国。这是一个机会，在两国关系的基础上进一步发展，也是一个机会在拜登总统访华的时候所受到的热情接待，向副主席先生做回请。
As I indicated during my recent visit to APEC and the East Asia Summit, the United States is a Pacific nation, and we are very interested and very focused on continuing to strengthen our relationships, to enhance our trade and our commerce, and make sure that we are a strong and effective partner with the Asia-Pacific region. And obviously, in order to do that, it is absolutely vital that we have a strong relationship with China.
正如我在这个 APEC 和东亚峰会的时候所说的那样，美国是一个太平洋国家，而且我们是非常希望能够继续加强我们的商业和贸易关系，包括和整个地区的，而且要和西太平洋地区发展长远有效的伙伴关系的话，我们是绝对有必要加强我们和中国的关系。
Over the last 3 years, I've had a great opportunity to develop a strong working relationship with President Hu, and we have continually tried to move forward on the basis of recognizing that a cooperative relationship based on mutual interest and mutual respect is not only in the interests of the United States and China, but is also in the interests of the region and in the interests of the United States, in the interests of the world.
这3年以来，我一直有机会和胡主席发展良好的工作关系呢，而且我们继续前进的一个基础，就是要认识到我们要有一个基于互相利益和互相尊重的这样一种合作的关系呢。这样做不仅仅是符合美国和中国的利益，也符合整个地区以及全世界的利益。On
the basis of that understanding, we have established very extensive strategic and economic dialogues between our two countries. We have been able to pursue a significant consultation on opportunities for both countries to improve their economic relationship and their strategic relationship, and also manage areas of tension in a way that is constructive.
在这样的基础上，我们建立了广泛的战略和这个经济方面的关系，在两国之间。而且我们还在遵循其他的一些磋商的机会，来进一步的增强两国的经济和战略关系。同时，也要以一种建设性的方法来处理一些比较有紧张关系的领域。That
includes working together in the G20 to manage the world economic crisis that had such an impact not only on both our countries but on the entire world. And because of U.S. China cooperation, I think that we were able to help stabilize the situation at a very difficult time. It also includes the work that we've been able to do together in dealing with regional hotspot issues like the Korean Peninsula and issues like Iran that obviously have an impact on everybody.
其中也包括在G20这个合作，在这个世界进入这个经济危机的时候，美中两国的合作是起到非常好的一种稳定局势的作用，而正好那个时候是遇到了很多困难，其中也还要包括一些要应对一些区域性的弱点，像朝韩半岛或伊朗。所有这些当然很明显的可以影响到各方的。Throughout
this process, I have always emphasized that we welcome China's peaceful rise, that we believe that a strong and prosperous China is one that can help to bring stability and prosperity to the region and to the world. And we expect to be able to continue on the cooperative track that we've tried to establish over the last 3 years.
我一直强调，我们欢迎中国的这个和平的崛起呢，而且我们认为一个强大的繁荣的中国是有助于
使这个地区全球变得更加稳定，更加繁荣，而且我们继续能希望能够预期和继续走这三年以来我们所走的这条合作的道路。
We have tried to emphasize that because of China's extraordinary development over the last two decades, that with its expanding power and prosperity also comes increased responsibilities. And so we want to work with China to make sure that everybody is working by the same rules of the road when it comes to the world economic system, and that includes ensuring that there is a balanced trade flow between not only the United States and China, but around the world. It also means that on critical issues like human rights, we will continue to emphasize what we believe is the importance of recognizing the aspirations and rights of all people. And we expect that China will continue to take a growing role in world affairs, and we believe that it is critically important that the United States and China develop a strong working relationship to help to bring stability, order, and security that ultimately provides a better life for both the people of the United States and the people of China.
而且我们一直在强调，这20年来中国所取得的巨大的发展，而且我们包括它继续变得越来越强有力、越来越繁荣的。但是我们要强调一点，就伴随着这个不断增加的力量和繁荣，也有相应的责任。所以我们还会继续和中国共同努力，来确保大家是遵循着同样的一些规则，包括在世界经济体系方面的一些规则。其中还要包括确保不仅是美中两国间的贸易。 还包括全球的贸易要保持平衡的，还有一些关键的问题，像人权问题，我们会继续强调这个要承认所有人民的期望和权利的这个重要性的。我们还预期会和中国继续努力，而且我们还预期中国会继续在世界事务中发挥越来越大的一些作用。但是有一点是至关重要的，就是随着。
So, Mr. Vice President, I hope you have a wonderful visit while you're here. I'm sure the American people welcome you. I'm glad that you're going to get an opportunity to get out of Washington. I know you'll be visiting Iowa, where you visited many years ago when you were governor. And I understand you're also going to be going to Los Angeles and maybe even taking in a Lakers game. So I hope you enjoy that very much. But I want to extend my deepest welcome to you and look forward to a future of improved dialogue and increased cooperation in the years to come.
所以希望副主席在美国的访问会过得非常好的，美国人民会非常欢迎您，而且很高兴听到您还有机会到外地去，你还会到爱奥瓦，就是几年前您作为省长的时候曾经访问过这个地区，那时候还要到洛杉矶去，甚至可能还会看那个湖人的篮球的比赛呢，所以希望你过得非常好，再次向您表示非常热情的欢迎，而且期待着在今后的世界里我们两国继续不断的增加我们的对话和合作。
尊敬的奥巴马总统，非常高兴啊，与您再次会见。首先啊，我要转达胡锦涛主席、卢邦国委员长和温家宝总理对您的诚挚问候。Honorable
President Obama, it's my great pleasure to meet you again. First of all, I'd like to convey the sincere greetings from President Hu Jintao, National People's Congress Chairman Wu Bangguo and Premier Wen Jiabao.
我这次应拜登副总统的邀请来美进行正式访问，受到了美方的热情的高规格的接待。我在此呢，向您表示对您在我此次访美中给予的关心和周到的安排，表示衷心的感谢。
I am paying an official visit to the United States at the kind invitation of Vice President Biden, and we have received the warm and extraordinary hospitality from our hosts, So here, I want to thank you for your personal attention and what you did to help prepare and ensure a successful visit by myself.
我此访的主要目的还是要落实两国元首的达成主要共识，沿着两国元首啊建立的啊，就是建立相互尊重、互利共赢的中美合作伙伴关系这个正确的方向做一些推动工作。这个也是在此访中啊能够更多的接触美方各界人士，增进了解，扩大共识，扩大合作，增进友谊。
The main purpose of my visit is to implement the important agreement you had reached with President Hu Jintao and to do some work to move forward the China-US relationship along in the right direction set by you and President Hu, that is for our two countries to work together to build a cooperative partnership based on mutual respect and mutual interests. And I hope to engage with a broad cross-section of American society during my current visit so as to deepen mutual understanding, expand consensus, strengthen cooperation, and deepen the friendship between the Chinese and American people.
昨天晚上呢，我们已经和啊，在美国的前政要一批老朋友们见面。见面会上呢，也就未来中美关系的发展征求了他们的意见。他们睿智务实的建议，也给我此访有很多启发。
Yesterday evening, soon after my arrival in Washington, D.C., I met with a very distinguished group of veteran U.S. political leaders. I sought their advice on the future development of our relationship, and their wise and practical suggestions have provided me with much food for thought.
刚才和拜登副总统进行了大小范围的对谈，就双边关系和共同关心的国际地区事务广泛坦诚深入地交换了意见。我觉得这是我们在去年八月北京成都会晤基础上又建立了许多新的共识。
Just now I've had a set of large and small talks with Vice President Biden. He and I had an extensive, candid and in-depth exchange of views on the bilateral relationshipand international and regional issues of shared interest. Building on our discussions last August in Beijing and Chengdu, the Vice President and I reached some new consensus.
我期待着和奥巴马总统啊，接下来的会见中啊，能够深入的交换意见。
I look forward to an in-depth discussion with you, President Obama, in our meeting today.
Thank you.